While Michael stews backstage, let's get back to the gaming action. I see our next two contestants, Darla Gutierrez and George Kunda, settling in behind their puzzle podiums. Welcome.
Thank you.
Darla, you're a children's librarian. What is one of your favorite children's books?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, the one that's kind of about drugs. Yeah. That's a good one.
Depends how you read it.
Depends how you read it. You have to read it with a soft voice.
Yes.
And George, you were a kid's spelling bee champ?
I always asked for the use in a sentence. That was my backup plan every time.
And that worked for you.
Every time. Now all the kids are doing it. They can't stop.
You started the trend?
That's exactly right.
Our next game is called Bust a Cap.
Oh, boy.
Let's welcome our puzzle guru, Art Chung, to the stage.
Hey, Afira.
Art, is our show going gangsta?
About as gangsta as a public radio quiz show can get here. We're going to be talking about caponyms.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the cap. Caponyms are words that have different meanings depending on whether they're capitalized or not. So I'll give you a sentence that contains clues to both versions of the word, and you have to tell me what's the word we're looking for. For example, if I said, the man from this Middle Eastern country likes his with stuffing and gravy, you would say turkey. Turkey, the country, capitalized. Turkey, lowercase, poultry. And contestants, here's a hint. Sometimes the word will be pronounced differently when it's capitalized versus when it's not. Here's your first question. On Christmas Eve, a huge number of people attended this midnight church service. Darla.
Mass.
Mass is correct. The boy from this South American capital never finishes these beans, even when they're called butter beans. That's George.
Lima or Lima?
That's correct. Lima or Lima. People in this Asian capital carry their important documents in this type of envelope. Darla.
Manila.
You got it. Manila. Even with a book in the Bible named after him, this man still felt like he needed a paying gig. Darla?
Job.
Job or Job. There you go.
There you go.
The man from Gdansk does this to keep his silverware shiny. Darla?
Polish or Polish.
You got it. Only the most majestic leaders find a reason to celebrate the month that is, among other things, National Goat Cheese Month. George.
The one I probably don't know, March.
No, I'm sorry, that is not National Goat Cheese Month.
How do you not know when National Goat Cheese Month is?
Darla's shaking her head. 3 seconds. No, I'm sorry. Anybody out there know?
August.
August. Or August.
Okay.
And you know how it always is, like it gets earlier and earlier when they put up all their stuff, like now the goat cheese is in the windows in June, and you're like, really, already? It's ridiculous.
Maybe this kind of chemical bond held these famous ancient Greek columns together. George.
Ionic.
Correct, ionic. Close game, but Darla, you won. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Darla. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Thank you so much, George, for being a great competitor. Thank you.